How flexible was Jesus? I'm not asking about his temperament or his ability to go with the flow when something interrupted his plans. I want to know physically, just how flexible was he? Because our reading from Matthew that we shared before we waved our palms in the air inspires that kind of question. There's a sense in this passage that Jesus knows this will be his final journey into Jerusalem. He orders two of his disciples to go into the village in front of them to find a donkey and a colt. The disciples go and find exactly what Jesus said they would. They bring to Jesus these two animals and spread their cloaks, their jackets over both, creating a saddle for Jesus to sit on. And once the donkey and the colt are covered in what I imagine to be a vibrant, multicolored saddle of coarse cloth, Jesus sat on them. According to the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus sat on a donkey and a colt at the same time. How? Even if he was able to get the two to walk beside each other and keep the same rhythm, the height distance between the donkey and the colt makes the whole thing ridiculous. And I can't imagine Jesus having the leg span to straddle across the backs of both. Even if he was an early practitioner of yoga or spent his weekends doing Pilates, Jesus could not sit on both animals at the same time. And if we compare this story to the other three Gospels, only Matthew shares this little detail. Mark, Luke, and John have Jesus riding on a colt only. There's no full-grown donkey in sight. But like some kind of four-legged motorcycle with a colt side car, Matthew needs Jesus at this moment in his life and in his story to have the physical flexibility of a Cirque du Soleil performer. So what do we do when a piece of scripture looks wrong? If we spend some time doing a Google image search for this scene, we'll find artists showing Jesus riding on the colt or the donkey with the other animal right behind him. That's one way to read these kinds of texts, to merge them with others to create some kind of clear narrative. But I'm not sure that's the most faithful reading we can possibly do. When we hear texts that are problematic because other pieces of scripture contradict it, or when God's gifts of science and wisdom show us something different, or when we hear something like we will later in this service, when a piece of scripture is so full of hatred it's been used to inspire genocide, these texts are difficult to handle. It's easier to brush these pieces of scripture aside, ignoring them or making them disappear by merging them with another gospel's telling of the same story. It's not hard to move past these texts, but it is hard to see them, to name them, and to admit we have no clue what to do with them. These uncomfortable texts force us to ask questions. They invite us to deepen our experience of God's story. Scripture wants us to step into the text and see why, according to Matthew, a Jesus with a wide saddle matters. Scripture isn't scripture because it merely reports a list of facts. Scripture is scripture because it reveals the unrevealable, unwrapping a deeper truth about this Jesus, this God, this Messiah, who did the most unreal, ridiculous, unbelievable, and silly thing that no all-powerful being should have ever done. He died. So Matthew's addition of the donkey invites us to see what else Matthew shares. It's only in this gospel where the people of Jerusalem speak. It's them who ask, who is this? Who is this Jesus who grew up in Galilee, a part of Israel most viewed as suspect, since people could never be sure how racially, ethnically, or religiously pure those people were? Who is this Jesus who didn't believe the right things, act the right way, and who hung out with the wrong kinds of people? Who is this Jesus who is going to save the world by letting the world crucify him? Who is this? That's Matthew's question. And that's our question too. Our answer is going to be very personal, because your relationship with Jesus is your own. And even if you don't have an answer to the who is Jesus question, that's fine too. Because faith and belief is about living out the entirety of that question, from our moments of certainty and awe to our experiences of doubt, fear, and neglect. And our answer to that question doesn't depend on the flexibility of Jesus' hips. It depends only on a Son of God whose first bed was a manger, whose first sign was making a party at a wedding last all night, who called the uneducated, the stubborn, the outcast, the poor, and even one who would betray him, friends, and who entered the city of Jerusalem, not as a pilgrim walking, but as a king, riding through city streets at the start of this Holy Week, showing us that our greed, love of violence, that our sin will never overcome the final chapter of love, care, and hope God has written for each of us. Amen.